This is CliffCentral.com.
Are you ready, Kahmo?
Aba shaba na bavalwe.
He's an actor. A film director.
Say hello to my little friend!
A motivational speaker. A musician.
I'm the man up in this piece!
Some even say he's a no-nonsense type of guy.
King Kong ain't got shit on me!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce to some and present to others radio host Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a.
Mina ni alte sikasi ngithanda ukuzibhomela namagenge kasisinomsa nje sibele sishela abantu abasikasi amafleet. Hello nice, shaphi kunjani?
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you.
Unleashed with Kagiso Murupi.
Hey, happy Wednesday, and welcome to the show. You know, the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Murupi, a.k.a. Kahmo, and this is the kind of show where we just talk about anything, and it's anything that's love, that's relationships, the things that you guys don't want to talk about in your relationships. We want to say to you, happy Women's Month, yeah? Happy Women's Month, and hope that, you know, Singamachita, we're taking care of our women out there, and, you know, we're showing them love, you know, and this also brings us to the topic of today, where we're talking about the five languages of love. Five languages of love. And as you know, I never just roll by myself. I always just bring on our favorite celebrities who are going to discuss these five languages of love. And we're going to have fun. So send us your voice notes. Send us your tweets on, you know, @KagisoMurupi on Instagram, on Twitter. And so you can tell us how you think, you know, the language of love should be. Because we've got like something that we took from the internet here. And we're not sure, you know, because people express love in different ways and they talk about it in different ways. But I'm hanging out with one of the coolest, and the newest group here. And they call themselves the 047. And I tell you, ladies, you want to go into their Instagram. You want to go into their Twitter because these guys are hot. But they're not just hot. But they also sing like angels. They sing like little girls, you know? Like 16-year-olds. You know, like a 16-year-old. Yeah, man. What's up, gents?
Since the show is about love, so we always want to start on a high note. So
let's start on a high note.
Since
so You know what? Now I can say I've sang with you guys. I was right there doing the bass. Yeah, if you're wondering who was that guy, was going, that was me. Man, that is hot. That is definitely hot.
Thank you so much.
I mean, I've heard your song before, and I've heard it on different, you know, radio stations, and you guys are doing well out there. You're pushing. And I know you guys are from Mthatha, right?
Yeah.
Tell us about Mthatha, man.
Yo.
And don't call it Ilali, please.
Well, all I can say about Mthatha is that Mthatha is a small Josie, so they say.
Yeah.
But I know that Mthatha is an amazing place, one.
Yeah.
Secondly, it's a place full of talent.
Yeah.
And thirdly, man, it's just a developing place, and it's where we grew up. So,
yeah. So that's where you guys grew up.
Yeah.
Tell us about growing up, man.
Growing up.
Well, you guys are still like 20, 21, 19. I mean, you still have a lot of growing up to do.
Speaking yeah. for
Wait, let's just get the names right. Let's get the names right. Yeah.
I'm Lihle Baleni. I'm 21.
Lihle Baleni. You speak like Nati.
And I'm Sihle Mdaka and I'm 22.
Sihle Mdaka.
Yeah. And I'm 20.
So which no, one
your profile is 19. Ah, no, when are you turning 20?
I turned 20 already. I was 19 last year. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm turning 21 on the 12th of August. Okay, so
everybody's trying to grow up. Everybody's trying to grow up. You'll get to realize when you get to my age, you're like, hey, do I look 25? Do I look 25? Do I look 25? You know? Yeah. So tell us about growing up in Mthatha, man.
Growing up in Mthatha when I put them, was actually great because for Mzegelo, someone like me, I grew up playing soccer. Yeah. I didn't even know Guti, I could sing.
Yeah.
But just because Mthatha is a place full of talent and full of like Tina Satanda Ugula just randomly and those kind of vibes. Yeah. And Kenya alone, I think I am where I am today. I'm singing with these guys today because of Mthatha and because of like God's. Maybe it's God's plan, maybe, but then, like, I'm grateful to God, and,
How's the love been? How's the love been from Ekai?
Truly speaking, Budi, the support is amazing. The love is amazing. Like, Nadi says, Buzu, Guti, Enze, Ranjan, Guti, Aban, Bastande. So, like, Sababulela Rakul, Sababulela Rakul, Aban, Bastande, in Cape for support, Abbas, Niggas, Ayon.
Yeah. And how's, it's getting rough, ne?
Yes,
man. How's Lance?
Mr. Lance.
Yo, Lance.
That craziest person.
I know he's got a room like on top of the studios. Like, he's got a break. Yeah. I'm like, yo, Lance.
No, man. Mr. Lance has been nothing but great to us.
Yeah.
He always makes sure that his boys, so they call us, that his boys are okay, that you express our views and what we think is going to work for the band, you know.
Yeah.
Motherland is just a family for us. You know?
Yeah.
It's just a family, man, you know. They besides dealing with our problems as 047 as a band, they're trying to deal with our problems individually in a way, you know. So, yeah, thank you so much to Motherland.
Tell me something. I'm very interested because when I started in the industry, I mean, I was 19, right? And, and I mean, you know, a couple of years later, let me not give away my age, but almost two decades into the industry, What do you think are some of the what advice did you get when you left home because of how our parents see the industry?
I left home in a sense that I came to Joburg for studies, right?
Yeah.
But of course Joburg is the city of dreams.
Yeah.
So we decided to pursue this music thing as well.
Yeah.
You know. So when we met Vusi, what my mom said to me was, I must always remember where I come from, and I must always try and stay as humble as I can, you know, because umdung abandu at the end of the day, you never know that uzawudinga uncedo from someone, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what my
entetha xa unengxaki.
Yeah, but you must say that you have a problem.
Oh my God. So, entetha xa unengxaki.
Yeah. Mleko's voice out when you have a problem. So that's what my mom said I should do, and I should always be humble and pray to God for a better day, you know.
I hear this humble thing. Listen, let me tell you something, right? You guys are booming, and like you guys are big already. If you guys don't realize how big you are, you're big already.
thank you so much.
And already I tell you, there's your following after this, you know, it's gonna grow and grow and grow. There's gonna be girls, there's gonna be influences. Yeah. How do you guys try and stay focused as a group? Because we've seen groups, you know, break apart. Do you guys talk about it, or you wait until the egos go up?
Well, Tina, for us, I think it's more about doing what you've been doing even before you got to the industry.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Tina, we have friends on, like, downtown of Josie.
Yeah.
Like, once you feel you think you're too big or something, you go to your friends, you chillax just like old times, and
so they kind of bring you down, they kind of remind you of reality.
And adding upland, I call manga small, there is Motherland. And Imotherland has been working with a lot of groups whereby Babes Breaker, but they're there to teach us Lenomel Kutis Nayens and Legutis. So I feel like even Imotherland plays a big role when it comes to us being like this with my brothers, not even my friends.
You know, well, our manager Oputsi Ponyatela always says that the previous generation left what we have now for us, you know, they left it. They made their own mistakes, you know, they made their mistakes. So what we should do, Tina, we should take from their mistakes and try and learn and not do what they did.
Exactly.
Know? So groups break, and they have broken before. But what we have to do is focus more on not breaking than to break, you know.
Mina Jens, all I will say to you, you know, with just my advice is that never forget the day before you got the job.
Yes,
I was like, so we're going to be playing your first single, and I'm gonna go with track number 2 on your album. Guys, it's 047, and they say Wena Ungo Wam.
Yes, yes.
I was like, you've just heard Is 047 talking about Wena Ungo Wami, actually singing about Wena Ungo Wami. These guys are dynamic. This is the next biggest thing, I tell you. And I can spot talent. I'm like Lance.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I can spot talent when I see it. And I tell you, guys are in a good stable. You must just stay together. So as you know, we're also just talking about our topic today, the 5 languages of love. And obviously you guys do, you know, you sing. And singing is like language, right?
Yeah.
So, but what do you consider as the language of love? How do you express it? Because sometimes love is a verb, right?
Yeah,
something that we have to show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way that we could show love without us saying I love you? How do you show love?
When I put on, I think firstly love is a very 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 complicated thing, but like sometimes it's just about what you do, not like How do I explain?
No, you're explaining it from a 19-year-old perspective. Love is a complicated thing.
Because it is complicated, but no matter. Sometimes, like, when you're giving someone your headphones for 10 minutes, and you needed them,
At that time,
you're showing that person love, but you're not saying, Ali, I love you. No.
Now, here's one of the things that they talk about. They talk about quality time as one of the languages of love.
That's true.
Right? Yes. You guys are in the industry, and I'm sure Benichola.
Yeah.
Right? Right? I mean, you guys are handsome guys. You probably left your childhood sweetheart back at home. No. Or you got somebody here, right?
Yeah. Well, you never know. You know, you never know.
You never know. Yeah. Oh, we're not talking about that. How do you in this busy schedule, how do you then show quality time?
Well, it goes with effort, Putuam, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you see that someone is really trying to spend time with you, but they can't, that their effort becomes the most wonderful thing that you've ever seen them do for you.
Yeah.
You know, even if we can't spend quality time, like, for example, every weekend maybe we have to be on a show or somewhere, you know. And maybe I had made plans with Umluam to try and take her out or you know.
Yeah.
So seeing that I'm not there, the least I could do is tell her that, okay, I'm not going to be there and I apologize for the inconvenience caused. Yeah. So, but don't stay indoors because I left, you know.
Hamba.
Go do this. Go do what we were going to do, but just have fun with your friend or something or something and tell me where. The effort I put behind me not living up to my promise is amazing because she can see that, okay, I really wanted to do this, but because of my workspace, you know, I couldn't. So she has to understand that we're not going to meet up every day, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, so.
Peace. I mean, another thing that they talk about is acts of service.
Sorry?
Acts of service.
Yes.
You know, like Justin J. Service.
Yes.
I don't know where your mind is at. But I mean, what is service? Acts of service. I mean, there's certain things that, you know, you kind of show just with the normal things.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know with me, you know, at home, I don't have to wait for my wife to say, can you please get me a pill? If she says I've got a headache, I'm already up, you know, getting grand. Can I say, it's Cliff Central, free advertising. Yeah, so I'm already up there getting a, you know, like a headache tablet. Yes. And I'm already getting in. Is that, do you consider that a way of someone showing love? And do you think that it, sometimes it can just go unnoticed because it seems like the normal thing?
Truly speaking, but when it comes to me, I feel like uthando, there's, it's like, but truly speaking, you just like, when it comes to couples, like you just have to be there in whatever situation in Kuyo.
Yeah.
Because when you look at Ungalo, what he was talking about, it could be lene nae lom dan of nere anyamezele when, and you now fling anyamezele, because you're not going to be there. So, Nalana, when it comes to his service, if I'm tired or I cannot do it or what, yabo.
Never mind taking out of your service, but that's fine.
No, like any service. You just have to be there anyamezele, yabo.
Yeah.
Like, Nalema pills, like, yeah, yeah.
Just, you know, there's like there's this thing people say, like the little things.
Yes.
And the little things actually can be just by you know, like umduako knows that you got a show tomorrow.
Yes.
And when you come home and she's already like packed for you,
yeah,
or she's put the clothes out and she's, baby, ufuna ndikupakishele.
Oh, but
I'm not your way.
For me, I think
at all, my daughter, is that what you want from your person?
No, that's the sweetest thing that anyone can ever do for someone.
Okay, I was listening to you.
For me, I think it's something that just comes naturally.
It has to come naturally.
Yeah. If there's love, which is flowing, it just comes naturally. Baby, can you please do this for me?
We are clinging, my person would need this.
And it's not even effort for Gwenza Ezindo. It's natural.
It's
for
natural.
It's like breathing. It's like,
Do you consider yourself that kind of person that gives that service?
I think so.
You're a lover, aren't you?
To my family, to my friends.
Were you guys told not to talk about your girlfriends?
No, okay. No, we don't. Because
I see it with a lot of artists, like when they're supposed to talk about their better half, they never mention names, or they never. I want to understand, is it like an artist thing?
No. It's not an artist thing. Like, thing is, I'm 20, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I haven't.
You don't want to throw names out there.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, there's still a long way to run.
But you're living, you know? Even no cream right now. No cream.
But you're also young.
No pop wire. Who's there? No mapula. Who's out there?
You never know, you know? Maybe it's a head time now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you guys touchy people? Because one of the things here we talk about is physical touch. Now we're coming to your subject.
Yeah.
are you affectionate people? I mean, you guys sing R&B, Afropop, but you sing about love.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, are you personally, as guys, as 041, 47, 047, would you consider yourselves like affectionate people?
Yeah, we are affectionate people because God gave us love and love again, you know. So we've got a lot of love.
We're talking about a physical touch.
Physical touch.
Yeah.
In what sense?
Like, are you a cuddler?
Oh, most definitely, Putan.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You're not. Yeah. Let's talk about that. Yeah.
Like, Putan, I'm single. Like, let me tell you that.
Yeah.
And I think so. I'm told him, like,
that you'll be comfortable to
and
to
it's a because I'm still young. Yeah. So, truly speaking, I don't know.
We
like,
will pray for you, Baba.
Maybe. We'll pray for you.
We'll pray for you. But I mean, you know, there's like a. You know, those moments. I mean, you're single, but it doesn't mean you're numb, right?
Yeah.
So what happens after? Are you that guy that, you know, you'll cuddle with the chick or not?
Yeah, I would do that.
You would? Or is it something that you want?
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want
straight
it.
Up. Yeah, just in it.
Maybe I will do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just for the sake. Are you a cuddler?
That's my thing.
It's your thing.
That's my thing.
Yeah, no, he's a lover. He's like one of those people that just love, right? We hang out with 047, a new sensational group, and I can't wait to have them on my Instagram and take pictures with them, because I think once they're big, they won't want to take pictures with me.
No, no.
They're going to be like, they already gave me a nickname, Prasmol. Nah, so 047, we're going to be pushing their next single, and it's called Ubuhle featuring Vusi Nova.
Yes.
Here we go.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with Kagiso Modupi.
That's a very nice song.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you so much.
What was it like working with Vusi? Because I see, maybe, you know, you guys have a deeper relationship than just featuring him on a song.
Yeah.
Nibuya Pinovus, can each woman can tet?
Working with Umdonjongo Vusi, he's our mentor.
Yeah.
But truly speaking, I am mentor ka, like he's even a parent.
Yeah.
Like we just thank God each and every day see 047 kutis to Umdonjongo Vusi, because Yagwa's good thing, Gogu slapping school and vocally.
Yeah.
He teaches us that, and then Amando won't be, no guys, you have to do this and that. Fame, this and that and that and that. Like, we just thank you, Kuti Sibins and Umdonjinga.
Yeah. I've met Vusi. I mean, he's quite a humble guy, and you can tell Unomoya or Pants and Umoya, or you know, a giving spirit as well.
I think Vusi has helped us in a way, in terms of music, it's 20%, but in terms of our personal lives, it's 80%. Because I remember in Mnungali this other time about Tina, like,
yeah.
We can chow our money and like call Vusi and be like, Puti, no problem. So he's pulling through with those kind of vibes. When you're coming up, you know, there are those kind of problems sometimes. Marovus is there for Ezondos Jalo and a whole lot more. So it's more than just a song.
Ay, Mavit, we hang out with 047. Isn't just like I'm Dave, isn't just Kame's Kitchen. We hang out with them, and we're also talking about the five languages of love, and we've already covered like quality time, we've already, you know, covered like words of, no, we haven't actually spoken about words of affirmation.
Yes.
How valuable are words today?
Well, I don't value words, Putwam.
Yeah,
you know, because I can say I love you to everyone.
Yeah,
you know, I just don't value words. I don't know why. Maybe I've got trust issues or what.
Yeah,
but I just don't value words.
You've been hurt before?
Yeah, I've been hurt before.
Oh yeah, well, it happens. You were still in your teenage. Yeah, you were still broke. because you can take it to like Milky Lane and Stekinico, and when I was at it, man, I'm so tired.
Truly speaking, I think I do value words.
Yeah.
In a way that, like, if, for example, if there's a person who's gonna tell me that unguwam, before, like when there's someone who's gonna tell me when unguwam, maybe since I'm single, it goes there. I think nazoza ngokuthi ngiyakuthemba when you tell me like izinto
ezinjalo. Yeah. I love you.
And I also use those words like when it comes to abanye abantu, like not amagama like wena ngowami, like
yabo. But you say mama ndiyakuthanda, yeah. We Brian, like you my boy.
So I do trust those words, amagama nje.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, we're going to tackle the last one because obviously we're running out of time. Yeah. And this one is receiving gifts. Do gifts say that, you know, there's love there? What do gifts mean to you?
Mnao na putam, a gift is just a way of showing mnaoba, okay, I appreciate you and yeah. whatnot and whatnot. Mara, it's because ngakuthando, mnaoakuthanda as a friend, mnaoakuthanda as a partner, mnaoakuthanda as a colleague, yabo.
Yeah.
But gifts, yeah, do show ba mdo does appreciate you, Mara. They
were thinking about you.
Yeah, Mara. It's nothing, Ma. It's just a gift. Yeah. Sometimes I think we overrate stuff too much.
Yeah.
Like gifts.
Yeah.
A gift is.
But
just
but do gifts have a meaning? I wanna go deeper in it because when are you the lover here? do gifts have a meaning?
It depends though. For example, when it's Nali's birthday. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm not obliged into Mzambi buying Nali chocolate.
He doesn't
I
like
do
it.
I do love Nali.
Yeah, he's like, listen here. We sing together, but just where it ends.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not obliged into yabo. Sometimes I feel like abantu are buying gifts to prove yabo. And
yeah.
I feel like when it's love, there's no need for someone to actually prove bah.
But I want to go deeper into this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like you say, with gifts, for you, gifts don't really matter, right?
Yeah.
Now, I want to know if your girlfriend, right, has a guy friend,
yeah.
and this guy buys her roses and they're red.
Oh, my God.
And you said that gifts don't matter, right?
Oh, my God.
Hey.
No? Yes?
Well,
it's a gift.
It's a gift.
It doesn't matter.
You know,
Mara. It symbolizes something that's
but it's roses and they are red
and they're
danger.
Red.
maybe I would love to read the note, eh?
Yeah. I
let it slide for the first time.
Yeah.
But if I see it again,
yeah,
then I'm definitely
yeah. It would be like Ebra. Yeah. No. I wanna how do we kuza kanjani inye ndoda ngesiXhosa. Like my challenge is sugar lab.
Yeah, I'm funding.
Yeah. Ah, 047, man. They're here and they're pushing and they're making waves and I can't wait for this summer.
Yeah.
And baza bachama my sister way too. And I don't know, man. You know, cause your music is kind of matured, right?
Yeah.
And so obviously you'll have a lot of older women, you know, crushing
on
you
guys,
right?
About that.
Ah. And the nominees for the Yummy Mummy Besha. Here we go, Smurf. You already have mummies going, hey.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And how do you handle that? How do you handle it? I mean, you're still young.
Well, for me, when I put I think abanyabantu are just trying to show you ba we love your music and not.
We love your music and your body.
Then I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Double LSS.
Yeah.
Because it's small. Eh?
Yeah. Is that how you like create the barriers?
Yeah.
You like sisi.
Yeah. Because the kubeleni, you can't be rude to umuntu who's showing love to your music and to you. But at the same time, when you like sisi, double
man. But how do you handle a fan that becomes you know that crosses the boundaries? Have you? I mean, you've encountered that already, right?
Yeah.
Where you can tell that this person's like, listen here, I want to tap you.
Truly speaking, now but if nega usveze ungumuntu ukuthi ngumntonjani. So now ufuneka umbonakalise ukuthi right now I cannot do this and that.
Yeah.
But I can love you as my friend. I can love you as as my friend.
Yeah.
But I cannot.
I appreciate
this.
You.
Yes. Yeah.
And I appreciate you because you appreciate the music.
Yes. Yes.
But I mean, now you're crossing the boundaries.
Yeah. You just have to tell her.
Because Ngabantu putu, I mean, as much as we in music, just like Omnium Duenza, who's working as an accountant, who's doing that, yabo.
Yeah.
That is Ngabantu doesn't mean we don't have, like, our personalities and stuff.
Yeah, it's not like you don't have phones.
Yeah.
You know, like phones will just come off. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we're human.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we are human. At the end of the day, we do forget that we need to switch off our phones when we get in the studio. Right?
This guy.
But it's a human error.
It's
right? Now, let me ask something. You know, how have you handled, because with every good, there's bad.
Yes.
How have you handled the hate? Because the hate is there. you'll get the hate from some of the people at home, right?
Yes.
Or we are Tsimba now, they're in Jozi, Tsimba now, they're yeah. How do you handle that?
Well, for us, it's been tough ever since Qalile, you know, because we started off as four members of the group.
Oh, okay.
You know, so we were doing in a cappella type of vibe.
Yeah.
You know, like the soil and
oh, okay.
Yeah, so what happened was the fourth member wasn't here because we came to Joburg for school, right?
Oh.
Yeah, so it three.
So you've already broken up. At some point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that happened, right? So where he had to be cut off because he couldn't sing. Like he had he was
terrible.
No,
is that what you said?
Not terrible, he couldn't sing. Terrible, but he was a beatboxer. He's really good at beatboxing, you know. He's really, really, really good. So but he couldn't sing, you know.
So why couldn't you let him beatbox? Let him do what he does.
If you could listen to the CD, like
there's
the instruments there, you know. So they couldn't.
He's like, listen here, listen to the CD, right?
You know,
now my instrument, nah.
Yes.
As fun instrument your mundo, as fun instrument is that what you say?
Like imagine when I put drum, like in terms of Kingogo, if we are doing a cappella and stuff, it would be like.
We're trying to be the soil.
The soil and what. There would be nothing different about us.
Yeah.
So what is different now?
Truly speaking right now, that is why we call our album like Ijandra Yetu City Afro-Urban.
Okay.
It's only because we introduced instruments and then just to show the urban side by instruments. So I feel like we've been trying to do that. That is why Engeko.
Yeah.
But it's not like we cut him off or cut him off, you know, he's still our dog, you know, we still jam.
And he's cool.
He's cool with it, you know. But people showed us the hardest time.
Yeah.
I remember.
Now you know,
I remember the first video that was posted by Motherland. Oh, by and Vusi, we were in a studio in Motherland and with Untando no Vusi jamming to Ubuhle, and then they just posted that, you know. So people went crazy and started asking us, where is he, you know?
Oh yeah,
where is he?
And
where
now you have to deal with that.
Now we have to deal with that. And then when we go home as well, like we just went home to Mthatha, not so long ago. When we get home, we still get people that look at us and speed, you know, that look at us and want to throw something at us because they say to now we are heartless. We cut off ikareya yomnyumdana.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You guys are the only ones that know the truth. And the one thing that I will say is that, you know, people will always be barking, you know, and dogs bark at a moving vehicle.
Yeah, man.
You guys are moving. We hang out with 047. We're talking about just love. We're talking about the language of love. How do you show love? All right, so send us your tweets. Send us, you know, at Kaxomudupi. And the show is called at Turner Cliff Central. The show is called Unleashed with myself, Kaxomudupi. And we hang out with these sensational guys. And we'll be back right after this before we wrap it up.
You're listening to Unleashed with Kaxomudupi.
Every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CliffCentral.com. We got you, baby.
Unleashed with
Cafe Somalupi.
All right,
Bafit. Yeah,
is there anything that you guys are pushing after this? Anything that's coming up? The plans for the future? I know you get these questions all the time. Right? Like, I know with journalists that there's certain questions I go, please don't ask me that question. Please don't. Do you guys ever get that?
Well, sometimes with some people.
Yeah, when did you start? Where do you come? By now, you should. Yeah, my. A woman, man. Just ask me interesting things.
He always says that.
What I have. Do you always say that? Yeah, because you always get the same questions. And that's why on this show, we just try and get to know you. You know what I mean? Where we know Shapu, man, what do you like? Or is there something that you want to tell us about you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you want to put out there. So is there something that you guys want to put out there?
We've got an album out.
No, individual. Let's just start individual. We've got like 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
What, like, is there something that you want people to know about you?
About me?
Yeah.
I'm guys. Yo.
No. Okay, is there something you want people to know about you?
I'm talkative.
Yeah.
I love people.
Yeah.
I smile a lot.
Yeah, and you the single one in the group.
Sorry?
And you the single one in the group. You want people to know that about you.
I am the single one in the group.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to mingle, hey?
Yay. Yeah. Yes. Oh, wait. Girls, you got your invitation. What do you want people to know about you that you just want to throw out there?
That I love you guys so much. You can follow me on Instagram at Lihlebaleni. Yeah, that's it.
We're coming to your handle.
It's my personal handle. That's the 047 handle.
Yeah, I'm not sure we'll push your personal handle as well. I mean, you know, we just want to know, what is it that you want to throw out there? What do you want to throw out at the universe as a group?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
To the universe out there as 047.
Yeah.
We are coming, you know.
Yeah.
This is still the start. Thank you for the support. We love you guys. And yes.
Yeah. Because I don't want to pose it as, so where do you see yourselves in the next 5 years?
Oh, that question. Like,
what do you want to throw up to the universe?
And to add up what Nal was saying, sorry, ne?
Yeah.
For us to be there.
Yeah.
In whatever, like going to Metro, Summer,
yeah,
your BET, your Grammy, guys, we still need your support. For us to be there, we need you guys. So we feel like that is our major thing that we really want to tell people right there.
For real.
People must expect more and more music from us, guys. We're gonna show you some other.
Show my others,
Yeah.
Be ready, guys.
Be ready.
Do you guys ever just bump into like other artists that you know from the? I mean, Eastern Cape. That's where the music is at, right? Do you guys mingle when you go home, like Christmas time? Do you bump into Zahara and go, "Mola si Zahara"?
Yes, and truly speaking, Lengomila, get ready.
Yeah, simple.
I know that song. Yeah, like, we do that.
But I'm saying, do you guys bump into each other? Like, do you sometimes see Usisunati, and you're like, "Hey, are you back home? Oh, okay."
No.
But we do meet up
when maybe we are, like Zahara calls us to her place.
Yeah.
We go to, who else have you went to again?
Somizi.
Yeah.
That we meet and we just talk whenever maybe we're in shows.
Yeah.
We just know that okay, after the show we're gonna hook up and we're gonna just sit around and just have a chat and catch up with everyone.
And Somizi cooks, eh? He cooks. Yeah. Shiny for Sunday.
Sunday.
Shiny for I tried it at home and it didn't work out. I'm like, no, let me just say. No, as this one was Somizi. That's okay. All right. So let's talk about your personal handles. Let's throw them out there.
It's Mna Gulise at Lihlebaleni.
Yeah.
At Lihlebaleni. On Instagram.
Okay.
On Twitter.
Yeah.
And on Facebook.
How's that? Sihle.
Mna kuzo zonke nungisihle _ mdaka.
Yeah. Zonke. Yeah, but when you're simple, you're just like me. At Kaksomurupi, everything. Right. Yeah.
At Ngali, I'm at Ngali Toli Nundu on everything.
Ngali
Toli Nundu.
How's that? That's the one.
It's TALLIE.
Aha.
That's Tolly.
Yeah. Well, that's Tolly. And listen, you can connect with the guys on their group social media now. It's connect with 047, right? And then Facebook is at 047 _ ZA, right? And Twitter at, it's all the same.
Yeah.
So it's at 047 _ ZA for all of them.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Guys, it was cool, man, hanging out with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and you know, we wanna leave you with this, Hodman, you know.
Please.
Thank you for the nice interview. I want to say, Kahiso. Thank you so much for the great interview. We love you. Yeah. Oh, Kahiso, Kahiso. Kahiso. Thank you, Hotman. Appreciate it, and we love you.
What a show, man! We'll catch you next Wednesday here on cliffcentral.com. And the show is called Unleashed with myself, Kagiso Modupi. It's 047, and we've been awesome. See you next week.
This is CliffCentral.com.